This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Economists say average home prices are probably up about 5% in the country's largest metropolitan areas. This as the Case-Shiller 20-city housing price index for January will be released about 2 hours from now. While certainly good, does 5% constitute a housing rebound? As Gigi DeBan reports, well, that depends.
All good things must come to an end, right? That's the kind of thinking that's driving the demand for homes. Craig Lazara is with the S&P Dow Jones Indices. He says as people anticipate interest rates going up, they're thinking,
if I can borrow at 3%, that's better than borrowing at 6, so I'm going to borrow today at 3.
Another thing driving demand, there's not that much out there for sale, especially in the $200,000 range. That's the median right now. Danielle Hale is with the National Association of Realtors.
There is a lot of pent-up demand.
She says a lot of people want to buy right now, especially millennials. As for supply, she says for one thing, smaller construction firms are running up against stricter borrowing regulations,
which is keeping that inventory lower than the market is calling for right now.
So are housing prices going up because of A, an improving economy, B, pent-up demand, or C, limited supply? The answer is D, all of the above. I'm Gigi DeBan for Marketplace.